Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account? I am a supervisor in the call center.
Did you ask me for my name?
No, ma'am. I've not asked for the name yet.
What did you ask me for?
I just introduced myself, ma'am.
Okay.
Allow
Sorry.
Me just a moment. Not a problem. Allow me just a moment to get to the screen that I'm needing. And then I can get some information put in. All right. So that I can better assist, if I can please have your zip code. Yes, ma'am. So that I can better assist, if I can please have your 5-digit zip code.
32082.
Okay, 32082. Okay, thank you. Excuse me, and if you could also please provide your first and last name.
Linda Schultz.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Schultz. And one moment, please. All right, I am accessing information. All right, Ms. Schultz, for security purposes, if you would verify your address, please.
620 Ponte Vedra Boulevard, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, 32082.
Okay, thank you. And if you would also please verify your email address.
lcschultz@comcast.net.
All right, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
904-285-0987.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. All right, I've gotten an account located that does show your name, your first and last name, as well as your address. It shows as both shipping and billing address, your email, and your phone number. And the system shows a canceled account for the Wi-Fi booster. And how
yeah,
can I?
You know, the reason I called is that my bank alerted me and said that there have been several attempts to charge my account at the bank, and they have denied it. And I don't recall going online and doing anything like that. I don't know what that is. I've not received anything like that. So they are going to continue to deny the charge. And I just wanted you to be aware of that because I don't have any idea what that is. So.
Okay. Well, it does show that there, it's true, there have been some attempts there to bill for the $49.97. It does show it was declined for yesterday.
Right.
This would have been something done online. It's a gadget offer, and probably it starts with the customer participating in some type of survey.
I don't recall doing that at all.
Okay. All right. It is showing that $7.45 was paid, but that was several months ago. And it shows that particular item was shipped, but we don't have the information on the survey that was completed. And with what was shipped, I'm not sure if the Postal Service will still show what they confirm as delivery, since that was in October.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. There was a $47 charge. What's that for?
That's the retail price of the item. The customer pays the shipping and handling. It starts a trial offer per terms and conditions. The trial expires. They're then billed for it. And with the offer, it comes with a subscription for a shopping membership.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, this account's already been canceled, but that's how it starts. We don't place the orders over the phone.
Okay, then as long as it's canceled and it's not going to be coming to my bank anymore, I'm happy. Because
yes.
I really don't recall receiving anything like that or ordering anything like that. And so, you know, sorry about that, but I just don't. I rarely do anything like that anyway, so.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, if you want to, you can check with some family members, but you don't have to worry about any further billing attempts.
No, there are no family members. I live alone, so
Okay.
there isn't anybody else using my computer. So, okay, as long as it's taken care of and it's not going to be billed anymore, I'm happy.
Okay, ma'am. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, but I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.